So I'm going to call to order the October 14th, 2014 Tewa Fire District Prudential Committee meeting. First thing I want to order, let me start with the exterior painting. Oh, is anyone recording? Amy Cates. We had five bids, almost six, ranging from $27,690 to $37,000. The low bid is O'Brien Painting at $27,690. We've spoken to two of his references, and he's done historic buildings. He has all the necessary permits, and he has absolutely glowing references. So I think we need to have a motion to accept O-B-Y-R-N-E Painting.
I make a motion that we accept the bid from O'Brien for $27,690 to paint the exterior of the hall.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So that's that. These three southern windows had some mullions that were actually disintegrating and needed to be repaired. I left that, we ended up leaving that out of the bid process, and I've asked, I need a retroactive permission to ask Mr. Kerr to repair those. He's rebuilding the rotted ones with two-part epoxy, and then they should be back in this afternoon. The cost of that is probably going to be less than $500. Any questions? Could I have a motion to approve a repair of this three windows, the rotted mullions on the three windows?
I make a motion we approve the expenditure of $500 to repair the windows on the south side of the three windows.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. this information came in before, or not in time to change the agenda, but the open door people will be starting to work to replace the automatic door handles on the front door on Monday. So then I gave you each estimates for replacing, if necessary, the basement doors downstairs. We need to replace the actual door. David doesn't feel that we need to replace all of the framing. And this bid includes putting panic bars downstairs. It also includes putting panic bars on the two side doors up here. So we don't have to do all of this. We can do none of it. We can do some of it.
I think we should do it all. Right? And that's this estimate, right?
That's this estimate, correct. Which I think is more than reasonable.
Okay. I make a motion that we accept the bid from David Carr of $4,939.97 to remove the existing rear basement exit doors and replace with new steel insulated doors with emergency exit devices and closure devices.
Second. This is also going to include, he's going to repair the gates at the top of the stairs back there that are broken. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. And got a price from Couture Landscaping to go around the building and trim the shrubs and get rid of some of the vines that are growing up the building in preparation for the painting. And he's going to be pruning all the shrubs. And the price I got on that was $175. He's the one that did the last pruning.
Is that McMurray?
Couture.
McMurray?
Yeah.
Okay, I make a motion that we authorize Couture Landscaping to prune the bushes and trees around the building preparatory to the painting.
Second? All those in favor?
Aye.
So, and this is the other thing that I got after it was too late to change the meeting, which are the signs.
I still don't have anything from Cape Cod sign in Hyannis.
Really?
Yep, nothing. And I also don't have a final price on these two.
I think they look good. These are going to be sliding panels so that we can change the date, is that
Yeah, my preference is for the two panel one, not the three.
Yeah.
I just think it's, right. Mm-hmm. And then the flip side can be really permanent. It could just say voting today.
Yeah.
If we don't want to put them up in advance, the cheapest thing would be voting today,
right.
4 to 7.
Well, I think one of the complaints is that nobody ever knows when we're voting.
So you're going to get that complaint if you put a neon sign out at the end of Putnam Avenue.
Yeah, no, I understand that.
I sent postcards to every post office box and rural delivery giving the dates of the meeting and the election, and I would get complaints. Well, we didn't know anything about it.
We can do the insert each time, one side of the insert can always just be for the voting.
Right, yeah.
And this side can just be for...
Meeting. District meeting.
District meeting instead of annual meeting, because a special meeting is a district. Everything
can
is a district meeting.
They're all district meetings, so they can say district.
Right.
So
the only thing that would have to change there is the second line.
Right, and the times are set, the date and the day and the time are set in the bylaws.
Right.
So, they just need to know Wednesday, November, whatever, 7 p.m.
So, and we'd need, I think we need the time for the voting, too.
Right.
Yeah.
On the other one.
And that's for
on the voting
one.
Yeah.
So, so the flip side is voting on one line. Or do you want the date on that line? Do you just want voting on that line? Then we'd never have to change that line.
I think you need the date line.
Yeah, we have to have the date.
I was thinking line two. This, the flip side, if we just had the top insert say voting, and the next one put in all the other information.
Yes.
I assume you have to put the day in, too, because God knows people don't. Well,
you're right.
But it's always a Tuesday.
It's always a Tuesday.
So this is voting.
The meeting is always Wednesday.
And that next line would be
Tuesday,
May, whatever.
Right. And then the third one would be 4 to 8.
And we did have permanent signs, but I don't know what they happened to them.
We can flip this one. Mm-hmm. Had 4 to 8 on the reverse of this side.
Oh, I was just going to. I like the two line better, the one above.
This one?
Yeah. I just think it looks better. But up to you. You can do three lines if you want to.
I like this one.
You like what, the three line?
The three line. What do you like?
I think I like it, too.
Okay.
Particularly if they're going to be driving by, they're not going to read the whole line.
Okay.
And
you're right. So this would just be Tuesday in whatever, May, whatever.
Right.
Okay. And then line three you want?
4 to 8.
4 to 8. Right. Okay. So the only line that will change is this second panel.
Right.
This is for you. Okay.
So do we decide on the number of these that we want?
I took, well, when I asked him for an estimate, I said no more than four, but we should talk about where we got to put them all. Read them all.
Read them all, yep.
Post office.
And Department of Avenue.
And Department.
For people, and maybe up the...
And the Main Street.
The Main Street. I think we need another one on St. Louis, Newtown Road. Okay. So that was a five.
Oh, all the way down there. So this is 3 on 28.
Well...
What did you say?
I could put one at the...
find out how much they're going to be and then decide how much we're going to spend on it.
Could one at the water department?
There's seven places we could put them.
So there's nothing coming from that direction.
Well, that's one of the places I was thinking of.
Right.
Which would put it up to six. So. So I say, let's find out how much they're
right.
going to be.
Yeah. All right.
We know we can put them in several different places.
Right. I don't know if people can't complain. I don't know. Yeah, right. Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I think the one place you don't need it is the school and Main. If you've got it at the post office and see them all.
Yeah, right, yeah. I don't think that's necessary.
I mean, if we were going to add another one, I would...
The only thing
when you
to
say
that is if you're coming down Main School Street, you have to stop. It gives you time to read it, but that's the only advantage.
But if you're
going to
turn right, you see it and see them all, and if you turn left.
Yeah.
When you say Putnam, are you talking Putnam and Main or Putnam and 28?
I was thinking Putnam and 28, but Putnam and Main would do as well.
I'm trying to think of places we see signs all the time now.
Everywhere. But I think
I found one on my lawn this afternoon, and I don't know how it got there.
Oh, I do.
But that's okay, because it's something that I...
Yeah.
Well, so I think, you know, why don't we find out the price, and then...
Well, I know he said it would be less if we did more than four.
Okay.
Maybe I should give, I haven't been around for the past 4 or 5 days, but maybe give Cape Cod Sign a call and find out what's taking them so long. He, this one, the one we have, you've seen, he's suggesting the reddish background just to distinguish it from the Civic Association. So it's not just black and white. People can't say, oh, I thought it was Pacific Association. And I thought that was a fairly good suggestion.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the looks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion, will you adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion adjourned at 2:15.